Welcome to Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. I'm Melanie Cole, and today we're discussing the clinical role of marijuana for urologic symptoms. Joining me is Dr. Robert Nadler. He's the chief of minimally invasive urology, endourology, laparoscopy, and stone disease, and he's a professor of urology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Nadler, it's such a pleasure to have you with us today. You recently published findings in Urology describing marijuana's clinical role for urologic symptoms. Tell us a little bit about the background of your work.
Thank you very much for having me. Yes, as marijuana became legal in the state of Illinois, we were getting a lot of inquiries from patients as to what was the role for their specific disease problem, as well as could we prescribe for them marijuana to treat their problems. There really wasn't a lot of use of marijuana in the urologic community amongst the physicians, nor really a lot of knowledge about it. So we, myself and two of our residents, chose to take a look critically at the literature to find out, is there a legitimate role for marijuana in helping any urological problem? So what we did to do this study was do a large database query on PubMed, where we looked at all articles printed from 1995 to 2019 that had certain search words in them, such as cannabinoids, marijuana, as well as other common urological problems such as benign prostatic hyperplasia, lower urinary tract symptoms, prostate cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, overactive bladder, urinary urgency, prostatitis, chronic pelvic pain syndrome, to see what exactly was out there in the literature, how well those studies were done, and really was there any findings that we could really hang our hat on that would say, yes, marijuana looks beneficial in these certain urological disease states. Marijuana is prescribed, and studies have shown it is beneficial in some patients, for example, with chronic pain, muscle spasms, glaucoma, post-traumatic stress disorder, some eating disorders, and especially in cancer patients with chronic pain. And the real question was, were there legitimate diagnoses in what urologists treat every day where the patients would benefit from prescriptions of marijuana, or more commonly, maybe CBD, which stands for cannabidiol, which is a component of marijuana, that the component that sort of makes you mellow as compared to the other major component of marijuana, THC, which is tetrahydrocannabinol, which is what makes you high. So I think for medical purposes, most people look at the CBD component of it. So not only could you prescribe marijuana, but you also could be prescribing the two major components of marijuana, if you break it down, either the THC or the CBD. So that was really our goal, to see, is this legitimate? Should we be prescribing this? Or maybe are the patients just, you know, pulling our leg or trying to get us to prescribe marijuana for them medically, which comes probably at a lower price than if you were to just buy it for the consumption and for non-medical purposes.
It's an absolutely fascinating topic, Dr. Nadler. And before I ask you to tell us a little bit about your results, you just mentioned patients. How is patient education a key component to successful use of medical marijuana, and especially for pain management or urologic symptoms? How has patient education come into this picture?
For a lot of physicians and a lot of patients, the use of medical marijuana or marijuana in general is in its infancy. I think marijuana has been popular for decades, but the legal selling of marijuana and use of marijuana hasn't. So sometimes I sort of think that marijuana is, or the commercial sale of marijuana is looking for a legitimacy that may or may not be there. So I really don't think the patient education is where it needs to be. And certainly in urology, we really don't have any patient education because we're not sure how beneficial marijuana is. I think probably in the field of anesthesia, in the field of psychiatry, in the field of addiction, especially to things like heroin or narcotic-type pain medicine, there probably is better education and better understanding. But I would say in urology, it's lacking, in part because part of what we showed is there are not necessarily a lot of legitimate medical problems or diagnoses in urology that really can be shown to be benefited by medical marijuana.
Wow. Well, so then tell us a little bit about the results that you came up with, some of the methods you used. And while you're telling us that, tell us about the efficacy and the long-term impact. What did you find out, Dr. Nadler?
Well, we really found out that there were a number of studies out there, but if you look critically at them, meaning studies that are well done sort of in a prospective manner where you have a control group and you really are measuring carefully, that there's not a lot of data to support the use of marijuana to help some of the more common problems. So what would they be? Lower urinary tract symptoms. A lot of men have BPH or benign prostatic hyperplasia that gives them a weak stream, urgency, frequency, getting up at night to urinate, inability to urinate. Women also have those problems too of urgency, frequency, and incontinence. When you looked at people who had a neurogenic etiology to their lower urinary tract symptoms, meaning like urgency and frequency, in people with neurogenic problems or underlying neurological disorders like multiple sclerosis or MS, there was some benefit and some good studies that did show that medical marijuana, either THC or CBD, did have benefit in those patients. When you looked at patients who didn't have a neurologic etiology, for example, benign prostatic hyperplasia in men or just overactive bladder in women, there wasn't such a benefit to medical marijuana or its derivatives in those patients. When we looked at other problems like chronic pelvic pain syndrome or chronic prostatitis or interstitial cystitis, which is sort of a painful bladder syndrome, again, when you looked at the studies that were out there, there wasn't really any well-done study that showed that there was a benefit in those subset of diseases of using medical marijuana. When you looked at sort of other chronic pain syndromes in urology, I wouldn't say there were studies that said it was beneficial or not beneficial. I would say that that area probably needs more research and better done studies to show it's a benefit. If you looked at some of the malignancies, pain from prostate cancer that spread to your bones or other problems related to malignancy, that also had some benefit, but I wouldn't say it was definitive. I think probably in more advanced stages of cancer, there is some benefit or there is measurable benefit to using marijuana, but those are really in end-stage patients, which typically are seen by the medical oncologist, not so much by the urologist. So I think the answer is trending towards probably medical marijuana should not be prescribed by the average urologist. I think definitely it needs to be studied better in larger prospective randomized studies. In urology, a lot of drugs have a 30% placebo effect, meaning the patient will urinate better or their pain will be better just by giving them a placebo. So you need to also understand that if you're doing a study and you don't have a good control group, you can get tricked into thinking, wow, this is really beneficial for a lot of patients, when in fact it's sort of the placebo effect. So I think that there is maybe benefit in certain urologic diseases, especially the ones that may be more neurologically driven, like perhaps from multiple sclerosis or things like that. There's probably some benefit in advanced cancer. patients with bone metastases and that sort of thing. But those probably should be monitored more by pain specialists, which are anesthesiologists or medical oncologists who also do a lot of work in prescribing narcotic pain medications like Norco. There's been a big problem in this country of overprescription of narcotic pain medications like Norco, in part because it was convenient, meaning it's just easier to give somebody 20 Norco pills after you remove their ureteral stone than explain to them that the pain medicine may not work or that there are other alternatives to pain medicine. What I worry a little bit about the medical marijuana is that people will say, well, you know, the harm isn't that great and we should just prescribe this because the patient will be happier. That's sort of, in my opinion, the wrong thing to do as a physician. So I think as studies come out with better science and more rigorous oversight and review of the study, that there will be some components of urology that will benefit from medical marijuana. But I don't think it's going to be some sweeping panacea that solves these urological problems that urologists have been treating and trying to figure out how to improve with better medications for the past 50 years, namely urgency frequency syndrome, chronic prostatitis, BPH. So I would probably caution the average prescribing urologist to think carefully whether he really wants to prescribe medical marijuana for his patient and look critically at the studies and then make a decision. And I think over the next several years, a lot more studies should be coming out that really define the role of marijuana. I think there'll be a small role, but I think it'll be limited.
Fascinating. Now, Dr. Nadler, is there a noticeable difference in the delivery methods, edible versus oil versus smoking? And before we wrap up and ask you for your final thoughts, do you feel then, since you mentioned the opioid epidemic and pain management, do you feel that in the future this will be an option that can rival or even succeed opioids, be better than that in that regard? Tell us a little bit about, you know, you said in a few years, but tell us a little bit about where you see this going and if you've noticed a difference in the delivery methods.
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think medical marijuana is going to go more towards the cannabidiol or the CBD component rather than the THC component. And I think that's just going to be more measurable and easier to deliver than smoking marijuana. And you're not going to have the THC or euphoric component or psychoactive component to it. So I've got to believe things will head more down the CBD route than the smoking marijuana route. I'm not a pain expert, but I do think that there probably may be a role for CBD or medical marijuana in the spectrum of narcotic use, heroin use, et cetera, but that's probably a little out of my realm to speak to that.
So as we wrap up, what would you like other urologists and providers to take forward from this segment and learn from your study? Is there anything else you'd like to add that you'd like providers to know about treating pain in patients with urologic symptoms and or using prescribing cannabinoids for patients?
I think urologists should be cautious in prescribing marijuana or its components. Because again, I don't think there's great data. There's a little data that shows it may be beneficial, but I don't think it's going to be the sweeping to be all and end all medication to end, you know, pain or symptoms in urologic patients. So one, I think urologists should be cautious. Two, I think it's an area of research that certainly is worthy of looking at and will be looked at. And then I think like any research that needs to be critically reviewed by the prescribing physician and other urologists, and then thoughtfully prescribed, if so. But I don't think we're at the point where we should just go out and be writing medical marijuana prescriptions for all our urology patients.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nadler, for coming on and telling us about your studies. It's so interesting, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in the future. That concludes this episode of Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. To refer your patient, please visit our website at nm.org to get connected with one of our providers. Please remember also to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Northwestern Medicine podcasts. I'm Melanie Cole.